want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How are you going to pay for college? College costs can sink the parents in many cases. And we got high school graduation right around the corner, or college graduation, and you're looking at maybe postgraduate education. I know my own daughter, this is hitting home. She's graduating next month. We got to figure out how does all this, and we know that people are graduating with more and more student debt. The price of college has absolutely skyrocketed. Tuition at a public four-year school in 1988-89, 20 years ago. Or no, that's 30 years ago, averaged $3,360 a year. Today, over $10,000 a year. Now, that's just tuition. Then we got all the other things on top of that. And then, of course, private schools are well in excess of that. People are graduating with huge amounts of debt. Now, a national survey by College Ave Student Loans in April of 2018, a year ago, showed that 36% of parents would help their children pay back all or some of their loans. And this doesn't include what the parents had already pitched in from their own savings to cover cost. In a survey of 2015 U.S. students, former students and parents said they show that 31% of parents with children in school or recently graduated would have to work longer because they're helping to pay for the kids' college. That's in a new survey from Discover Student Loans. Here's the real reality. Paying for college, we don't want to let that become a retirement problem. And that's usually what happens. It becomes a retirement problem because we sink too much into that. So how do you evaluate all that? You know, I get it. I've got two young girls of my own. We want the best for our kids. When it comes to college, we want them to go where they want. We want the best for them. The reality is, though, the best may not necessarily be the most expensive. We have that there's a financial consideration that is just reality. It's not smart for a child to graduate with $70,000 or $80,000 in student debt, and it's not smart for a parent or parents to put off their retirement planning just to be able to pay for college. Now, granted, it's got to all be merged together. What's the child going to be responsible for? What is the parent going to be responsible for? What are your, you know, how do you feel about that? But we don't want to, number one, don't want to saddle a child with enormous mountain of debt when they get out. They're just getting a huge, they're not getting the type of start in life they need. A little debt's okay, but not a mountain of debt. And at the same point, when we pay for it, you and me as parents, we don't want it to affect our retirement planning. So it's really a retirement problem. So I think it's important to look at return on investment. You know, if I've got a child that's going to go to med school, they're going to graduate, you know, if they borrow for that, they're going to graduate with a lot of debt, but they have a high income to pay for that debt. But if they're going to grad school for something else that's not, you know, let's say it's education, I mean, they're not likely to get a high-paying job for that. So they may need to look at a public in-state school for their college, for their graduate work. And maybe they work part-time while they're pursuing their graduate degree to help pay. You know, for undergraduate school, we've got, it's amazing. We can go to Pellissippi State or any other junior college for 2 years for free in the state of Tennessee. Then you can transfer to a public state school. You got the Hope Scholarship tuition. You know, the average is over $10,000 a year. Now you have living expenses on top of that, books, fees, other things. But, you know, college is what we put into the experience. It's more so about what a child puts into the equation more than it is where that college is. So, you know, it wouldn't be a financial challenge for you to pay for a public state school for your child. But if your child goes out of state or goes to a private institution, it starts to become a real problem. So there are financial realities with how we choose our children's or how they choose where they go and how we're going to fund that. We all want what's best for our kids. Ultimately, the financial realities are a big part of that equation. That's what you've got to take out of this, is that the financial reality is a big part of what's best for that child as well as what's best for your retirement.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.